You can't touch this. You can't touch this. You can't touch this. You can't touch this. My
music hit me so hard, makes me say, oh my Lord, thank you for blessing me. What am I to ride and to hype me? It feels good when you know you're down. A super dope homeboy from the Oak Town, and I'm known as such, and this is a beat you can't touch. I told you, homeboy, you can't touch this. Yeah, that's how we living, and you know. Hello, everyone. Welcome to another Everything Action commentary. I'm your host, Zach, and joining this time we have Chris.
Hello.
And Joe.
Skiddly D.
And so for this commentary, it's this should be going up around the 4th of July. So we tried to pick, like, we're looking through Netflix trying to find, like, a patriotic movie to watch. And there's a bunch of good candidates, but then we found One Man's Justice from 1995, so a mid-90s classic. And the box art was just Brian Bosworth, a.k.a. the Boz, in front of an American flag with a gun. So, like, that seems patriotic enough.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, what's more patriotic?
None of us have ever seen this movie, so we don't know. Like, it could possibly be, like, the most un-American movie ever, but we'll have to see. It seems pretty crazy from the trailer. It basically seems like The Punisher, but not The Punisher. Or like
Death Wish. I'm on board.
Like Death
yeah.
Wish. It's in the genre of like man's family gets murdered, he goes to murder people.
He goes on a gang killing spree for hours.
Circle of life.
For justice.
One man's justice.
Oh.
AKA One Tough Bastard.
The weird international title for this movie.
Yeah. because nowhere else in the world knows about justice.
We know nothing of justice in Canada.
All right, so it's on Netflix, so you can go check it out on Netflix. I think it might be also on YouTube. If you search, like, One Tough Bastard or One Man's Justice on YouTube, it's probably in there.
You could watch it in, like, 62 parts.
Yeah. It seems like one of those movies where, like, no one cares about it, so it's just, they're just going to let it sit there on YouTube in full forever.
I think Brian Bosworth himself leaked it.
It's on the Brian Bosworth official page.
The guy's channel is, like, not Brian Bosworth.
Yep. Oh, man. So, yeah, so we're watching on Netflix. We're at pause at 0000. So, if you guys are all synced up, we can get a countdown. We can start watching this thing and find out, like, what this movie is about. And if it's truly, if it's as American as we hope it is.
We can roll the dice together.
Yep. All right, so, give me a countdown. We'll start it off and we'll go on this journey. So, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, play.
Ooh. Graphics.
Live entertainment.
Act like you know. Whoa. This is very intimidating already.
This seems American. There's a bald eagle in the background, and it's like a break in America.
Ooh, stopwatch. It's very American.
A guy on a horse. Okay, that's good.
It's a horse? That's Brian Bosworth.
Yeah, I thought it was a guy on a horse. My god, he's a centaur.
Automatically.
Kurt Wimmer directed this movie?
A Kurt Wimmer film.
How? He directed like Equilibrium and stuff.
Man, there is a little girl on that cliff. I don't know if Brian Bosworth is aware.
Maybe he senses it, and he's running towards her.
Brian Bosworth sense tingling. Man, they should really build a Starbucks closer to this guy's house.
Yeah, guys. Kurt Wimmer, director of this movie, directed Equilibrium.
Oh, boy.
And also Ultraviolet.
Oh wow!
And he
so help is like
and
weird.
He wrote Total Recall, the new one, Salt, Law Abiding Citizen, Street Kings, Ultraviolet, Equilibrium, Thomas Crown Affair, Sphere, and The Recruit.
So ultimately, this movie should be promising, but not great.
This was his debut movie.
Oh, wow.
And then he made Equilibrium.
This is what started it all.
And then, like 10 years later, he made Equilibrium.
All right, I smell what you're cooking.
Notice none of those have Brian Bosworth ever returning.
Yeah.
Wait, why does his shirt say naked?
Because I don't think they could get Nike. I think it might have been too expensive. So it says Nike.
Run, maybe little girl, run! Naked
and I just don't know it.
Hammer?
MC Hammer?
Or just A Hammer?
Oh, God, I hope.
That would make this the greatest movie ever if MC Hammer is this movie. And it's like, oh my God, if he's the leader of like the evil gang that kills his family.
Oh, that'd be cool.
That'd be like Deion Sanders in Walker, Texas Ranger. That's kind of what I'm hoping for this movie, is it can be like some weird like sort of Walker, Texas Ranger thing where it's like it's trying to be like inspirational, but it's gonna fail horribly.
Well, I'm already pretty inspired. I mean, mm-hmm. If I had a big mountain range like this near my house. Is that a different girl?
the original girl fell off the cliff. Drago!
Justice!
Man, Daddy, you are one tough bastard.
Oh, they're divorced.
Mommy's dead, sweetie.
And you're gonna follow her soon.
I'm gonna eat it.
The hawk, we couldn't afford the shoe. Okay, there it is.
Just imagine that there's a hawk.
Look at that bald eagle swooping in, eating a goat.
Honey, again, Mom is still dead. The divorce is your fault. Maybe you hadn't been so lippy.
We'll probably get back together if an African-American gang doesn't cut us all down.
Yeah. Hopefully you're not killed by
a street gang
of urban youths. Yeah.
Okay.
He is easily abused by nature.
Smash!
It's like, look, sweetie. Grass!
Oh, miracle of nature.
So majestic.
Wait, what?
This is a weekday?
This is like 5 in the morning.
Starts his day.
Like, this looks like afternoon. This is a little
remember, we're still divorced, so don't ask me again.
Kurt Wimmer, the man who invented Gunkata. I don't think we'll be able to see any Gunkata in this movie.
Damn it. It wasn't invented yet.
What is that backdrop? Oh, I thought it was some sort of weird, like, cityscape, but it's just, like, boxes behind a curtain.
Yeah. America!
Yeah, see why we chose this?
Yeah. I have a feeling that all this is going to come into play.
But it's also about size and strength.
Every single one of these techniques is going to come back to play later in the movie.
Yeah. I hope it flashes across the screen, like when he, like, throws somebody. It's like, position! Knowledge!
That was a girl. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was. And as I am bigger and stronger, I will I'll easily beat you. Wait, I thought it wasn't all about torque and balance. I thought, okay, never mind. I'll just let him teach. There should be a lot more rock bottoms in this sequence.
Yep. Sergeant Bosworth, you've killed like 5 recruits.
Damn it, Bosworth.
Where's Daddy?
Where is this?
Buy some smack.
This looks like a rough neighborhood already.
Yeah, I know. Venice Beach. Man. Uh-oh.
Yeah. La 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 la.
What?
It's like you're all for supporting like small businesses, but like shouldn't you go to like if it's like in this horrible of a neighborhood, should you go to like the like Price Chopper or some other like, whatever supermarket you have near you?
Dude, is this dude?
Ha.
Oh yeah, what was this dude in before?
He's in a bunch of like random movies, but he's always the same guy.
Like creepy bad guy.
Like henchman dude. Yeah.
Creepy bad guy. Gentlemen, what's it all about? Size and strength. Damn it, no.
Crack.
A lot of rock climbing. Yeah, I'll tell you what, I love meth. Wow. Every time I got shot, it sounded like he was getting punched.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Oh, man, this guy. Yes.
Swamp Thing!
Well, that was a rash decision.
Well, this is way different from the trailer. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, mommy's dead, sweetie.
Yeah, what was that like gang of guys coming through, Chris?
Yeah, never mind.
Do 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 do. You missed. Oh, no, you got him. Ugh, what a mousy little girl.
Officer Downey got shot in the shoulder.
Yeah, they're like, damn it, Larry, that's the third time you said Officer Down this week. I know, but I mean it this time.
Larry, the first time was a paper cut.
Ow!
And then you got a splinter.
I hate splinters.
They were like small town cops. They got it really fast. Oh. Response time is phenomenal.
What? Yum, yum, yum. Ha ha! See what happens when there aren't enough community outreach programs.
It's been like 10 minutes and they're already at each other's throats.
Yeah, man. Wow, he should be a detective.
Marianne.
Hey, no one to stop the army guy? No?
It's okay, right. I'm with the army.
Yeah, go right ahead, sir.
Oh, he's...
Oh, they know him.
How did they see him? He's wearing that camouflage.
Guys, guys. Focus.
Yeah, because he was such a good shot from that distance with the cop. Oh, wow, okay. Blood?
I thought it was bulletproof.
Yeah.
God, he's like...
all that running and singing made his abs bulletproof.
Yeah. He's like the Terminator.
Why are we holding our fire again? I'm a daddy Wait, now. What?
Why is there an eagle sound?
This is like... Whoa!
Wait, who shot the gun? Okay. It's fine. Well, that's an Uzi.
Yeah.
Derp. It's always the ones you don't see. Gaga.
The end.
Yeah. Well, that was a great movie. Oh, man.
Meanwhile.
Meanwhile, in an 80s vampire movie.
What the hell is happening?
Why is, like, Journey kicking ass?
Oh, why am I blanking on,
Duran Duran.
Christopher Lambert, if he's the Punisher. And then, like, Mick Foley's with him.
I do like how they're playing, like, Speed Racer.
It is Mick Foley, my god. Bang, bang!
And why is there, like, a million army guys just, like, doing illegal activities in this town?
Was that Lorenzo Lamas, but with a curly mullet?
We can only hope. Dear God, is this like L.A. Noire where like they're selling morphine?
It certainly looks that way.
Good getting
I'm
high.
I'm just gonna smoke this whole box.
This whole box of Altoids.
That's some good box.
Was this a thing? Does it like smoke out of a like? Lighter box?
That's what I do.
What? Your mama? Is that what I said?
These guys are rude. Sam, get the garlic.
We're taking your sweet tiger blanket.
We're taking all your conditioner.
Did he shoot his own guy?
It kind of looked like it.
The neighbor was like, keep it down there, you idiot! Stop shooting your guns!
You crazy army guys?
What the hell kind of accent was that?
I don't know. Wait, what? I love that it had, like, the game over noise in the background when he shot him.
I think you flipped those.
Yeah, I think you jumbled that up. What?
That guy seemed like he was more, like, annoyed than scared by getting blood spread on his face.
Yeah. He's like, oh, God. I just put on my clear as hell.
It's like, we just paid for his couch. It seems like he's almost wearing, like, a tuxedo t-shirt.
What are these lines? Just go into their bathroom and take all their Pert Plus.
I have some blood on my boot.
I told you they were vampires.
This is like if David from Lost Boys grew up. Whoa.
That was easy. They were using it as a coffee table. Papa John's.
I told you guys to turn the noise down.
It's the neighbor. Hey, dicks.
Carrot Top.
What? That is a badass ginger.
What the hell? That was like the eraser guns. Whoa!
He's a terrible shot.
Everyone in this movie. But yet now the neighbors don't complain.
Now what the
hell is
going on? Now he's turned into RoboCop.
Murphy? He's one tough bastard. Hey, it's called tough bastard, not resilient son of a bitch. Get it right.
What?
Come on, God. Answer me. Did we give him the Stallone pills before he went to his surgery? Because
man, his memory needs some more lighting.
He's going full retard. Oh, that's good. Now, faster acting.
Let's try that again.
So when does Hammer show up?
Hopefully now. Hey, did you bring my family? No, I didn't. They're all
still asking.
Dead. Yeah.
They're living on a farm.
Well, about that. Raise your hand if you've got a little girl. Not so fast. Wait, what? Oh my God.
Uh-oh. How did she fall into a coma?
I guess he shot her with a coma gun.
Just like, he fell into a coma, she fell into a coma? Just like a family thing?
Yeah.
Maybe they're like spiritually linked, I don't know. It's very Japanese. Daddy's got a coma, thus I'm in a coma too.
Wait, what?
Well.
Oh, I'm sorry. I pressed the wrong button. You wanted her alive? Oh, sweet Jesus.
I am sorry, you're crying sir. For a yes. You can turn the life support off.
I'm sorry. I'm just really trigger happy.
You didn't pay your insurance bill. I don't remember her, like, falling into a coma in that scene.
And this is the most depressing Affleck commercial ever.
Aww.
Federal.
I'm doing some files.
That was the worst computers. Thing ever. Oh my god.
That was amazing, actually.
It was. What? Oh my god.
Shit just got serious.
This movie's a web. Wait, didn't he like jump off the window, like with double guns?
Not out a window.
I think so.
Should he be saying this outside of the like, station?
Yeah, really. Like, surrounded by, like, law enforcement.
The ice cream guy is, like, super awkward, like, that. I'm like, do you guys want ice cream?
Yeah, oh, yeah, ice cream. Everyone loves ice cream. Guys, don't fight.
I have this ice cream cone ready to go.
Yeah, he didn't even scoop that. What the hell? Oh, no.
Oh, man.
Ah, oh, kicked so hard in the dick that you threw up. Oh, I get it, because he's the pony.
Where's this guy coming up with his, like, crazy one-liners?
Where's this guy? I don't know, man. I think they just gave this actor, they're like, hey, here's a barrel of cocaine. Yep. Just do some improv. Sorry about your testes. I feel like they wanted Gary Busey, but he was busy.
Yeah. Meanwhile, in Steel Magnolias.
It is not advised to dish out one man's justice, saith the Lord. This is the shit just got real music.
Yeah. I like how you can tell exactly what's going on by the music.
Yeah. Like, if you played this for a blind person, they'd be like, oh boy, what's going on? Well, I'm not here for revenge, if that's what you're wondering.
I just need to know where he's held, what the scar shapes are, how he's...
And a list of all his fears.
How easy it is to break in. Shavak?
He sounds very ethnic, I don't really know.
Savak?
That's right, this man's family died.
Huh. Mikey, don't make fun of him. He's really without a family.
Is this Hammer?
Is you my daddy? Not yet. Jeez. Talk to your kids about autism.
I like how she, like, instantly turned black. Like Seagal style.
She's like, oh, another black person in the room. Time for me to turn black.
So maybe you should move.
Yeah, maybe you should, I don't know, put your kid in school. More school. Mr. North, I have a question for you. Are you Captain America from the 1980s movie Captain America? My god, this guy looks more angelic every time I see him.
so much
fucking, like, metal hair, like, hangout group.
Yeah, well, Michael Bolton's, yeah, like, younger brother with the nose, yep, rings. I don't think he's an FBI agent.
If you want to, we're playing in a metal show tonight. If you want to come down.
Yeah.
This is my Asian drummer.
We're doing a Michael Bolton cover group.
Duran Duran cover group. We're called Hungry Like the Wolf.
We wanted to be Rio, but it was taken.
Yeah, there's no, like, dress code back then.
No. Really? Is that your job? Because it doesn't look like it. It looks like your job is being in the movie Airheads with Adam Sandler. This guy's talking about himself in the third person.
No, he's not Dexter Cain.
But he's not the drug lord? You sure about that?
Yeah, he's Arthur Savak, or whatever his name is.
Yeah, oh, Punch a Cop.
Yeah.
That was a very awkward grab, by the way.
You killed Mark Keaton.
You're under my spell.
Oh yeah, he does have. He kind of has like a warlock.
Yeah, he looks like an '80s warlock.
It's like he's gonna be battling like Jeremy Irons or something, wherever was in the warlock.
Sir, are you wearing lip gloss?
No.
Are you in the band Poison?
Yes.
That is
fuck
Hammer.
Yes. Hammer is the evil drug lord.
Hammer is Dexter Cain.
Yes.
I knew I made the right decision tonight.
This movie just got better by 100%.
I just got one question for you. Can you touch this?
This should have been all Hammer jokes all night then.
Do me one favor. Just try to touch this.
I gotta know one thing, man. Are you too legit to quit?
Would you say that my business is legitimate?
What are you doing? Killing my R&B competition.
We're putting a bag of dog poop on his head.
Can't touch this.
Stop. Hammer time.
How about 72 minutes? That's scientifically impossible. Wow, that's a bad hiding place. That was going to be my first guess. And why does he keep just one there?
It's social cocaine.
Usually this is for, like, football games and Desperate Housewives marathons.
Did you see the boom mic that was there?
Yep. Man, this is, like, one of those, like, ABC7, like, kids videos, you know?
Yeah, this is, like...
Like, before Fudge, where it'd be, like, talk to your kids about
drugs.
Well,
this is, like, the Power Ranger PSAs.
Yeah.
Oh, God!
That his corpse. They killed Killer B.
God, it's so hard in the streets, man. It's so hard in the streets. The streets of Venice, California.
The mean streets of Venice. Yeah, they don't show, like, the burnt-out hippies walking their dogs. They just show, like, the urban youths being slaughtered. And apparently Reggie Watts... Oh, never mind.
Batman?
Yeah.
No, he's the ghoul. So much smack in my neighborhood.
God.
That's not how it happened.
It was much brighter out. Why is it turning into, like, a horror movie?
I know.
Oh my god!
I want a tattoo that makes noise.
My god.
Yeah, how do you know what the tattoo sounds like?
The man who killed my family's Batman.
It all makes sense.
What?
Whoa.
What the hell is going on?
Yeah, there's a revolver that, like, if you fire, it's gonna break the wrist.
Hide that in your hoodie.
Where do I put the gun? Swallow it. What?
Maybe I should go inside while the cops are driving past.
This is the most stereotypical movie. Yeah, don't get capped. Just go to Compton. That's where the crime is.
Here's $2.
Yeah, feeling's gonna fuck this up.
That's a pretty badass 8-year-old.
Meanwhile,
on Park Row. Yep. Book of tattoos, gonna pick a cute tattoo. Oh, never mind. Hey, Blues Traveler, have you seen this guy? sanitary. Yeah, no, you're definitely a cop. We're not talking to you. This is definitely like a really horrible, like, come to Venice PSA. Yeah. Hey, didn't I just come from this way?
Oh my god.
Thanks, Dave Navarro. Charlie Manson? This is a really, like, ragtag group of thugs.
Is.
You've got, like, Charlie Manson in the background. You've got Dave Navarro behind the desk. Said Casey Jones' younger brother.
Yeah.
Whoa!
What? Tong Po? Oh, never mind.
Sweet.
Wow, they don't make those walls like they used to.
He just, like, crashes, like, the nail salon next door.
Yeah. Aye.
my god. He's dead now.
Dude, that's actually pretty badass.
Like, his ink in his blood now.
Yeah. Like, bang, bang, boom, sticks.
Then he's sad.
It all makes sense. This is a squirt gun?
Thanks, Deion Sanders.
Dude, if someone pulled that on me, I'd probably laugh all the way to the grave. I'd be like, okay, whatever, shoot me.
This is a cool, like, drug runner, like, gun runner. He's like, yep, hey, little kid, you want to buy, like, a hooker pistol?
Yeah, pretty much. Okay, kid, put this in your garter belt. Oh, you're not wearing one. Okay, well, that complicates things.
Ooh, I like it dirty. How dirty is he?
Man, I hate this guy. I guess him and MC Hammer shop at the same pants store, though.
Totally didn't threaten you in the lobby this morning.
Michael fucking Bolton. To do. Get milk. Kill Marcus.
Quick shower.
Right after, get milk.
How thick?
Thick stacks.
Well, here's a thick stack of money.
Is that 50 grand? That worked out
rather nicely. Wow, hard times have fallen on MC Hammer and his crew. You're driving like Toyotas. Yeah.
We gotta talk about our collaboration music video.
Guys, I really don't want to reverse down this thing.
Huh.
Do-do-do-do-do. I don't know about you, but if my wife and daughter were killed, I wouldn't whistle ever again. Especially when I'm waiting to, like, dish out one man's justice.
Was he planning on, like, him getting...
Did he call the other group?
I guess he's just assuming to, like.
It certainly appears that way. Yeah, I mean, look through his trash.
Gonna wear his clothes. Gonna try his hair products.
All his nunchucks. I'm gonna put my balls all over his loofah.
That's my
fault. I know some of these letters.
I know this alphabet. Man, did this guy just, like, frame all of his evidence that's incriminating?
He's got a scrapbook. Whoa, MC Hammer swearing? This is insane.
I think you want to know where the fuck are your guns.
You want some party cocaine?
Touch this. Just not now.
Look at the boom mic again.
Yeah. What does that have to do with anything?
Take my gun back.
And this guy just has all the answers.
I feel like the guy is, like, a few steps away from being, like, Buffalo Bill. That's the Lambs.
Typical. You don't say. We haven't met, have we?
It's like you got clearance for these weapons, right? These top secret military weapons.
Oh yeah, we take a bunch of these, shoot them in the back, whatever.
Right, just shoot at one of the new recruits.
Why does it sound like an engine taking off when it fires?
The target was actually to your left, but that's okay.
We were going to use that Jeep later.
There were four cadets in that Jeep.
This is an antique from World War II.
I told him not to fuck this up. I told him.
Oh, yeah, it's the 90s.
Oh, man.
You showed him a bag of drugs. Oh, yes, he is showing him a bag of drugs.
Man, it's awesome being nine.
Yeah, this is like, what was that movie? It was like that movie that was like the kid, it was all the kids, and it was like super serious. Whoa.
Let's play a game. It's called Which of These Kids is Holding? Is it the one wearing the winter jacket in Venice?
I like how he's like, my schoolmates have heroin, right? I'll take the bus to Compton.
Next stop, Compton.
Uh-oh. Why is he wearing gloves in California?
Because it's winter in Venice, Zach. It gets very cold.
He's a terrible drug runner.
Yeah, really.
You know the block of heroin they have flashing to everyone and, like, sitting?
It's baking soda for a baking soda volcano. At least no one touched his collection of ancient dinosaur bones.
Sure wish my family was still alive, but that was a great shower.
God, he's got so many scars.
I've been through so much.
Nothing like the scars in his soul, though.
Yeah.
You put some more clothes on.
And if this kid found you, you must be pretty easy to find. I snorted like half of that shit. I'm high as hell.
I'm hard.
I love rumors. You're gonna have to suck it back. What? Nothing, nothing. You're gonna have to tell all the kids at the playground.
All the Foot Clan members.
About how hard I am. You're gonna have to tell all the homeboys.
What is he saying, like, to these people?
I don't know.
Right on.
Who is that? That was like a black nerd pirate. And there's Kid Rock, apparently.
Kid's a social butterfly. Yeah. Give him that.
Yeah, really. He's talking to, like, Asian tourists. like Tupac's friends.
Yo, man, you want to, like, have a true Venice, California experience? Yeah, get some cocaine deal going. This is crew?
Word is, yo, Carrot Top, motherfucker.
You like prop magic, Mikey? Or like prop comedy? Oh god, that's all red!
Shelley?
Wait, how do you see that part?
Yeah, he wasn't there for that. He's like, this is how I imagine it looked.
Then I had out of body experience. Whoa!
Oh.
It's them, definitely.
Scapegoat. That's why.
I'm crazy, kid. Would I lie to you?
Not after I put a gun on you this morning.
It's like a super gritty version of Cop and a Half.
Don't make me run.
I got a box of props right here. We'll have a show.
Bullets shouldn't sound like that.
This is a bag of meat.
You probably should read it out when telling wind chimes. Oh, man.
Well, that was a crazy mix-up.
Carrot Top!
Man, he loves to, like, twist people's wrists.
Well, not as much as Steven Seagal.
Just
almost,
this.
Man. I mean, Steven Seagal usually has, like, 3 wrist twists per movie. This is, like, wrist twist number 40.
Damn!
Do-do-do-do-do. Here, kid, I'll get you a cheeseburger.
To hush you up from the murder you witnessed.
Eating people's ass always makes me hungry for burgers.
No, sorry, son, no blacks.
Whoa.
Wait till you're 16. Difference. I'm white.
We're trying to figure out ourselves, Mikey, so. Kill him.
We're not murder. Same thing.
To check myself before I riggedy wreck myself. I feel like this was an episode of Family Matters. You're not? Son of Ice Cube.
How do I reach these kids?
How do I reach these kids? Farts. He's dead. Oh, never mind. Thought he'd just be laying in the street, like, dead already.
I was too late!
You don't say.
Like there's no one there.
Yeah. Oh, you mean Tim? That was only a one-time deal. That was a lot of stuff to throw in that man's face. What?
How did that, like, blow up the whole station yet?
Yeah, it seems very dangerous.
What?
Was the man made out of dynamite?
Behold, the incredible melting man. Yep, of course, the obligatory run out of the car on fire.
We budgeted an on fire run and we're gonna get it. God. That
guy is just covered in bandages.
That one scene was like half the movie's budget.
Half.
The other half was getting MC Hammer.
Yeah. It's gonna get real sexy. I hate children.
Oh, I feel like it's gonna get kind of rapey.
Actually, fight me, it's kind of sexy.
Wait, when did this guy get morals?
Yeah, he put a little girl in a coma.
What? What?
That's one murder kid too far. I can deal with one murder kid, but not two. Your son's probably dead.
By the way, I used your son as bait. What? Yep. Have a nice day.
I sent your kid to talk to every drug, like every criminal in Venice Beach.
They don't know what he looks like.
Wait, what? I thought he was tough. That's my whole plan.
I'm a shitty parent.
it's probably going to be tonight.
You should probably do something about that. Don't just accept that.
Isn't she like an FBI agent?
Yeah, she is. She's like, yeah, it's terrible here. My kid's growing up rough.
If only there was some way I could like instill law and order into his life.
Or a combination thereof.
You know that post-drowning? It's like your post-drowning duck feeding.
This kid went from being like a real badass and problem child to feeding ducks in a park.
They gave him like a lobotomy or something.
Two scenes ago, he was Ice Cube. Like,
now he's Ice Cube, and are we there yet?
Yeah. Hey, man. Hey. Well, make me come back there. Except my dead family. I was thinking about them.
Now I'm doing some inner city, like, cleanup.
I'd like to be your big brother. Batman?
Oh, the revenge plan's back on.
He has a name.
He looks like an angry, like, science teacher.
Yeah, really.
They couldn't dress him up a little more, like, sergeant-like or something, like, military fashion?
I'm a first-time professor. Boy.
The hell's going on?
It's like flashy back the entire movie.
I think he's got eagle vision. What?
Why is there like a lion roar? Like
he's like channeling his animal spirit guides.
I am at a loss.
Daddy.
That was like blatantly a boy's voice too.
Well, it was him. It was Marcus saying before he shot him. He was like, "Daddy."
I know, but they're like showing the girl.
Boom!
Very
Mike.
Good music.
I feel like this could be an awesome.
Boom Mike is
game.
In here a lot. I'm hoping that guy never worked in this town ever again.
Boom Mike's my favorite character.
Yeah, man.
Someone write EMC.
He's the best
Someone
actor
EMC
in this movie.
Squared on the wall.
It's one of those damn intellectual gangsters.
Now here's my question. Like, did they actually set design this place and actually someone wrote like all this shit on the wall? Or did they just find a building that had all this?
That was some poor intern's job.
Huh?
My God, it's Patrick. Oh, no. No, it's not. Never mind. No, he can come in. He's okay.
Okay.
He's a really nice dude. One. Yeah, there you go. Two and a half.
Man, I don't even realize there's like a half hour left this movie.
Yeah, man, this is a long goddamn movie.
What happens? Does he go to space? What the?
Well, I guess he does have to like face off against Hammer at some point.
Oh yeah, he's in the movie too.
Does he though? Because Hammer didn't really do anything.
He's
to
gonna
him.
like shuffle like crab dance, I guess, or something.
Oh, he's just gonna strafe left and right. Oh. Do you?
I killed a lot of people's wives.
Yeah. Man, you're going to have to be more specific than that. Again, specifics.
Nice.
Wow. That was a pretty tactical getaway. Oh, wait, you can't, because I murdered him.
God, what the hell is this building? Man, probably should have went down the fire escape.
Derp.
Please. No.
Daddy. Oh, God.
That's the movie's way of saying, hey, remember when this happened?
In case you're just joining us.
Yeah.
Why is there an eagle again?
What?
So much tension!
Now there's a jaguar? Like, what?
I think it's a cougar.
He's channeling his spirit of the cougar, eye of the eagle.
Or the vagina. I would have shot this guy in the fucking dick. Because this guy's definitely not going to kill you.
I mean, it was on his to-do list, so.
That's how I open all trunks.
Like, he's just like, so can I go now, or? You guys all set?
Kid's like, I just remembered, I gotta be home for dinner.
What? I mean, nothing he says makes sense.
Nope.
How does that do with Pavlov?
Yeah, no, like...
Every time he shoots a trunk open, he gets kicked? I don't really know what it means. Yes, you hired us because we're trigger-happy nuts.
Hmm. And you suck at bass guitar. We're late for our show at the Viper Room.
Just gonna leave now. Bye.
Well, better go deliver these drugs now.
Man.
This is not legit. It's not legit at all.
Yeah. I think I know what's going on here. Driving while black.
Oh, gosh.
Another black man being pulled over. Ma'am, have you been kidnapped?
Like a black way or a family way?
Oh my god.
Why is she still screaming? I thought she
is
got
she alive?
Shot.
Did she live?
Yes.
I guess. He looks kind of like Steve Irwin at the moment.
Crikey.
Wait, which one is behind bars?
I think they're both in jail.
You came here to get some love.
And to a lesser extent, my bitch wife.
Man, remember when this guy was in the army?
Yeah, I remember this guy was a badass.
I love you.
Give me a hug. Do this fence.
Let me just suck your pinky. What? Nothing, nothing.
Tell your mom I love her.
Tell your mom I said hi. What? Nothing.
That went well. That went really well.
Why does MC Hammer always listen to, like, Mozart? When you listen to something else that was, Hammer related.
This is my new remix coming out. I sampled this.
I wasn't there or anything. You hear him? He's playing Moonlight Sonata right now on his piano.
Come on, Boon Mike.
One more time. One more time.
Hammer sad.
No briefcase?
There's a lot of gay tension going on here, guys.
Are you a pitcher?
I'd rather catch, if you know what I mean. Yeah. Man, this guy is still alive.
Why is he dressed like a Bond villain?
I don't know.
Wait, what the hell?
I don't know, like, what's his face is in this movie.
Yeah, good old what's his face.
So is he actually like, is Savak actually like a good, is he like an FBI, actually like FBI agent, not Croft?
No, he's Croft.
The lonely urban youth. When's daddy coming home?
When's other daddy gonna come home?
Yeah, really?
Why does he still have this giant block of drugs? Stop showing it out in public.
Guess I'm just gonna play with this gun.
Ah, the old pee joke.
You know what? I gotta piss too. Let's let him in. We can all piss together.
Can you unzip me?
You suck at once.
We're all alone.
I always wanted to do this.
I feel like this is my one chance.
What?
Well, who didn't see that one coming?
Not him, apparently.
Wow. Slowest reaction time ever.
It was. He might as well have been like, huh?
He's like, something different about you. Oh, no handcuffs.
Yeah, I feel like you're not as handcuffed as you used to be.
This is also the police station, right?
Somewhere,
This is some sort of public office. Wow, he really directed his chi well on that. No, not a wrist flip.
Oh,
man.
It's the cheese that goes crunch.
He'll never play drums again.
He'll never be the head of a major corporation.
What's up, T-1000?
Hey, what the hell?
I'm a terrible cop! No!
Well, that motorcycle was just on, wasn't it?
It took the guy's gun and his motorcycle, right? That guy should be demoted.
Damn it, Wachowski, you were drunk again. Drugs.
I think the small town had a better response time for than like the city. So Hammer, when are you gonna release that greatest hits album?
Too soon, man. Too soon. I'm sorry about your last album, Mr. Hammer.
I don't want to talk about it, man. I'm so depressed.
Hey, if you ever wanted to kill the FBI, there's a great chance.
Yep. Oh my god. Well, it is.
Wait,
yes.
What?
Yep.
So they're just gonna like shoot on this like FBI softball team?
Nobody notices that this is happening, by the way.
Well, there's no one watching the games. It doesn't really matter.
But I mean, they're on a baseball diamond.
Yeah.
And like, this is a lot of like well-dressed black men to be getting out of cars at the same time. Like, if they're all walking into, like, an office building, I'd be like, oh, okay, they're going to work. But it's like, you're in the middle of a park, like, hey, guys.
For a bunch of cops and FBI, they all suck.
They do. Well, it's such an intense game. Oh my god! Fuck!
We've been had.
Oh my god. What if the cops gonna all pull out guns and start shooting at the back of them?
How's no one not noticing the fans? Like,
yeah.
The ref?
Oh my!
Did we vaporize them, or?
Oh shit!
Freeze, minorities!
Wow, this is
too much to kill them.
Man,
it got Boys to the Hood.
That was
fast.
Like a training video for the NYPD in the 90s. Just like, hey, there's a black guy, just shoot 100 times.
Oh god! The second cop car could like easily drove past that other car.
Oh, can't I?
It's gonna make me feel a bit better, man. You know, brother.
Who's at the door?
Damn it, we'll never catch him now. Oh, of course.
Be anywhere.
The majestic Los Angeles River.
Hello, sad black youth.
I'm a little... I can't figure this out. Oh, he's got more drugs? Was that
I think
the
it was the
idea?
Original.
Drugs.
Because, like, Marcus hired him to, like, take MC Hammer's cocaine, I guess, and then trade it for heroin.
It's my favorite show.
Oh, okay.
Oh, boy.
I'm going to draw my tears in heroin.
It's going to be paper mache, I know it. I am totally lost. I'm looking for Washington Street.
Oh yeah, the local drug kingpin. Sure.
Oh yeah, no, he's around. Everyone knows where he lives.
And that police bike wasn't stolen or anything, was it?
Yeah, that, and it wasn't reported, no. Certainly. Actually, yeah, it probably wouldn't be that, now that I think about it. Hey, Johnson, where's your bike? What bike? Well, that was really bad planning.
We're gonna turn this mother out.
And I'm the fat lady in this example.
Whoa.
Oh, I called it.
Don't breathe it.
MC.
That was
so. That's where it went.
I guess Savak can touch that.
You know, Savak's kind of like oddly good at his job, and then he's like really evil. Yeah. Like,
yeah, it's like a terrible combination. What? Does he always need to speak in riddles? But you are a teen now. Aww.
Kind of torn because like Savak did just take down like a major like crime organization.
Like if he wasn't really evil, he just is really good at being like double agents, you know?
Oh, won't I? Do it now. Yeah, there's a lot of tension right now.
Come on, boom mic.
Yeah, just like sneak it in.
It, like, actually saves the day and knocks out Savak.
You guys hear, like, the Predator whispering, too, in the background? Like, every time he says something?
Want some candy? And now the heat is really on.
You probably should have went to the ground level instead of the roof.
How's he like a different building?
He's like 3 blocks away. Whoa!
And when did Savant have a machine gun pistol?
This turned like a John Woo movie. Well, that wasted all my ammo. Wait, now how are they on the same roof now?
Okay, well.
They were just two buildings away, weren't they?
Yeah, it looked like it.
Or it's just like the world's longest, biggest roof.
Yes.
What?
Two and a half.
I'm really gonna do it.
Oh, he did it. Well, that was really, really lame. Jump off the roof. What? Just trust me. Believe in Jesus. Jump off the roof. What?
How does he know?
Man, this is more exciting than the knife fight from Beat It.
It's like
the leg.
This is like a WWF no rules battle.
Where's the folding chair?
Get the tables.
Can you imagine, like, being some, like, your roof and looking outside and watch, like, some big jock beat up, like,
Michael
Jarrett,
Baldwin.
The Goblin King? Wow, no quirky one-liner. I was, like, ruining that marriage proposal.
What? My, holy crap, that was a long fall.
Is he dead?
It's probably how he would want to go out.
Was that on the sheet music for You Can't Touch This?
Or like, How can we be lovers if we can't be friends?
Yeah.
Oh god, now they're like...
Why is he, like, black now? Like,
you were my adopted black son.
I watched White Man Can't Jump last night.
Ha ha!
Yeah,
and
I
so
never,
the
I never,
Antoine Mixtape was born.
Yeah. I never want to go to Venice Beach because of this.
So, like, he just gets off scot-free for, like, murdering an FBI agent. I mean, he was crooked, but he did, like, take down, like...
That's how it ends, really?
Where's this kid's mom again?
And she's an FBI agent, too. Like, how does he explain that to her? Like, how there's this black youth. Transient.
My mission is to find the boom mic operator.
Yeah, really, and, like, track him down and be like, were you trying to fuck it up, or, like...
Yeah, so I still don't get, like, why, like, Savak was, like, actually doing the, like, an actual investigation and, like, wearing a wire and everything if he was just gonna be, like, evil.
Yeah, it seemed like a giant, like, confused play that they could have done something more, but they just kind of stopped and went, yeah, evil again. Key grip, Steve Rito Henry.
Ooh, there he is, boom operator. Jean-Paul de la
Jean-Paul de...
He was probably too busy having a badass name to...
to give a shit about anyone's needs. Is there another boom operator for the second unit? Nope. None so far. That one guy was responsible for the whole fucking problem. Well, I learned that Venice is just one giant corrupt area. It doesn't give a shit if you're like a real gangster like Hammer was, or some little street urchin who bought like a hooker pistol.
It's just full of drugs and illegal arms deals. I Left It Wet For You was one of the songs this week.
Yeah, I actually wrote that. I'm Tattoo in the credits. King,
Hot Baby.
Mm-hmm.
Video game music. Boomer Sooner fight song.
Oh. Oh, by the way, shout out to Beethoven.
Yep.
Aw, oh, yeah.
That was like Indian.
Yeah, it's hard.
I wonder what live entertainment has done.
Is it live or live?
Or is it
live?
Is it live or is it Memorex?
Damn.
Well, that was surprising. Like that was just
that was surprisingly awful.
It was.
Well, it got like good and then bad and then good again.
Yeah,
there definitely was not as much like Brian Bosworth ass-kicking I thought there would be.
No.
Like him just, like, moping around and, like, consulting black youth.
Yeah, wow.
Like, having, like, horrible, like, horror movie flashbacks to, like, his family getting murdered.
And he never really got the revenge on Marcus.
And also, like, why was he hearing, like, eagles and jaguars?
Yeah, that was a little bit strange. I'll be the first to admit that.
It was like, caca, caca.
I just realized, like, really every like person who's a parent in this movie is terrible. Mm-hmm. Like, the mom, FBI mom did not give a shit where her kid went.
Yeah, she's just like, like, I give up. He's just gonna be...
I can't deal with this.
Right.
And then, like...
I am in over my head.
I
can't be a mother and a worker.
I certainly don't have a government agency that deals with crime that could help do anything about it. Possibly investigate what's going on.
And then, even Brian's, like, ex-wife, or wife, I don't know what the hell to call her. We never figure that one out. And it's just like, yeah, I love my kid, like, roam around this, like, hick.
Yeah.
Gas station.
Sure, there's a supermarket in town that's like way safer and cleaner, but we're gonna go to like the general store and see Gus or whatever his name was.
We're like every shady villain wants to do like gun trade.
Yeah, doing gun deals in the parking lot.
Yeah, that was a strange ride.
It was America in all its glory, because it was, like, the mid-90s, where, like, rap music was on the rise, and MC Hammer was, like, on the fall, so it kind of made sense.
It doesn't get much more American than MC Hammer. I'm kind of shocked there's, like, not, like, a Hammer song, like, in the credits or anything. Like, you'd think he'd, like, be like, well, yo, I'm doing, like, a One-Man Justice theme song for this movie.
Really. Song, probably get a discount if you, like...
Like
sounds
like OTB or something. One Tough Bastard.
It should have been the song they used in Ninja Turtles.
Turtle Power?
No, like the Hammer song. This is how we... Oh.
Oh, the song for Street Fighter. They did with Deion Sanders.
Wasn't it heavy at Deion Sanders? Straight
to my feet. Oh, feature, like, Chocolate Van Damme in the video. And they're, like, in some weird, like, Chattanooga nightclub.
I didn't realize that most of the movies we thought about watching tonight for this commentary all had MC Hammer involved somehow. Jesus Christ. All right. So, any final thoughts?
Yeah, let's not watch that again.
That was crazy.
Yeah.
You know, the box art alone was like, yes, but you would never see that again. Like, you never see him. He doesn't shoot anyone.
Yeah, he's like he hears, like, eagle noises, and he can't shoot anyone. His flashbacks.
He's okay throwing people off roofs or breaking their necks, but he can't shoot someone.
A lot of wrist snapping and, like, wrist flipping.
A lot of it.
I don't know. It's probably a deeper cut for Brian Bosworth. Like, it's probably other Bos movies that you should watch before that one.
Yeah.
I don't know if they are, but there was quite a few of the movies for the Bos, like 80s, early 90s.
He was a cherished American classic.
Yikes, yeah. Don't tell your friends about this one. This will be our little secret.
All right, so I'm probably going to do it for this week, for this commentary. So, if you want more from us, you can go to everythingaction.com for other commentaries, our podcast, all of our other regular features. You can go to facebook.com/everythingaction, twitter.com/evaction, everythingaction.tumblr.com. Find us on iTunes by searching for Everything Action. You can subscribe to the podcast and rate us, leave us some comments, leave us some reviews. You can also find us on stitcher.com by searching for Everything Action and stream us or download us from there. You can also email us at contact@everythingaction.com. So, for Chris and Joe, I'm Zach, and we will see you next commentary.